How's it going, everybody? Dustin Pate here. I'm excited to be back. This is going to be the first episode since we've done the rebranding of this podcast. You know, we started off as the Morning Walk with Dustin. You know, life happened. I was just, it was going good. I think we got to like, what, 52, maybe 54 episodes. People were starting to love it, you know, starting to get thousands of views and or listens, I guess you would say, on a podcast. It's definitely listens. But I don't know, I kind of got busy with life and other things and just stopped paying complete focus to it. You know, I was still doing my walks, not quite as consistently. But yeah, I just kind of buckled down on sales and things like that. I never went away. My companies never went away. Nothing I was doing really besides this podcast really went away. But I decided to come back, and I decided to come back stronger than ever. I decided to change my life for the best. I decided to help you guys change yours for the best. I decided to become a better version of myself. Actually recently got licensed in the financial services industry. I'm building a financial services firm. Just anyone looking for an opportunity right now, that's definitely on the table. You can leave me a voice message on the Anchor app, or look me up on Facebook, Dustin Pate on Facebook, or CEO Dustin Pate on Instagram. I'm everywhere. I got a lot going on right now. I could really use you guys. If anyone needs opportunity, then, you know, it's on the table. I won't spend too much more time talking about that. Today I wanted to get into, you know, what matters most as far as like starting in any business and just being able to continue through business as life carries you on. And, you know, like the podcast was, I was walking every day. Today I'm not walking. I'm actually in the 6K Organics office. Just got me a microphone. I hope it sounds good. This will be my first test. Actually plan on getting it set up to where I can record this as well. And it would actually be on YouTube also. So you can actually, you know, see me, see my setup, see how things look. That's coming. That's major. Pretty fucking excited about that, honestly, to just tell you the truth. I've been getting mentored by some really cool people, man. Ed Milette is one of them. If you don't know who Ed Milette is, I sincerely hope that you will go check him out. You can look up edmilette.com. He's actually done tremendous things with WFG. Actually became a pretty wealthy man, and now he's successful in, you know, multiple other avenues. The guy's got like a jet, a few mansions. Oh, that's just a few things that I can name off the top of my head. He's like Forbes 50 wealthiest under 50. Pretty major guy. I got access to him through being a WFG agent, and it's literally, you know, changing my life. So that's someone I want you guys to look out with, you know, for. I want you to go check him out. He's got a podcast out as well, and he's on YouTube. So yeah, definitely go check out some of his content. It's been very motivational, and very, beneficial to my mindset. That's kind of what today's topic is mindset, because like, mindset is most important in any business. Like if you don't have your mindset in point or in sync, you're not going to get very far, man. The first hard thing that comes up, like, you know, like today, okay. Not for me in general. This is, you know, going to be an example, but like, let's say today you wake up and something happens. Who knows? Maybe there was a wreck outside. You're looking out your window. You're looking at the wreck. Now your mindset is already going to be on negative shit. Like you're it's going to be subconsciously already impacting you, and you don't even realize it because you're looking out the window instead of doing your morning routine like you always should have done. And it boils down to mindsets, because like I like to say, like motivation and shit like that, it's like the frosting on a cupcake. Like It's a sugar rush. It's going to run out. If you don't have the correct mindset to help yourself get back on track or to push through adversities and things that are going to come, you know, to you in life, if you don't have the strength, man, the mental toughness to push through those times, you're not going to make it. And as simple as that, it doesn't matter what you're trying to do. You can't blame it on the company. And I hear so many people day after day on social media. I'm watching, man. I'm constantly scrolling and watching you guys. I'm checking out all the comments. I'm reading the messages. I'm seeing all of the struggles. You know what I mean? And day after day, people are blaming their companies. People are blaming other situations around them. They're blaming their family. They're blaming their kids. They're blaming all of these things. And it boils down to your mindset sucks. You're weak. You know what I mean? Like, it has nothing to do with them. I used to do the same things, man. That's how I can tell you guys this shit. Like, the ones of you who don't know me, this may be your first time ever hearing about the Inexorable podcast. I'll just start out with telling you what inexorable stands for. It stands for impossible to stop or prevent. So like, no one can stop or prevent me because my mindset has become mentally tough through years of doing shit and not letting anyone tell me different and me telling people what I was going to do and then actually accomplishing it. That built my confidence and built my belief to a level of excellence. You know what I mean? Like, of course, I still have so much further to go and I'm still constantly always working on me. But where I'm at today is 1 million times where I was when I started all of this shit 4 years ago. And I just want everyone to know that's just starting out today that, you know, it's going to be hard. It's going to be the hardest shit you ever done. Like, you're not just going to wake up and get it all. You know what I mean? You're going to have to constantly instill, you know, the better mindset or the better person that you want to become. You're going to have to constantly remind yourself about that. You're going to have to constantly work towards that goal. You're going to have to be constantly reading the books, constantly watching the videos, constantly doing the work. You know, that's the part that everyone leaves out. They want to watch the videos. They want to read the books. They want to, you know, spend hours writing stuff down and planning out their day and all of that, but then they never have time for the action. The action is the most important part. The book, it matters, but way less than the action. The videos that you'll watch to keep shit, you know, in your mind, all of that kind of stuff is important. It's part of the process, but it's not the process. The process is the work. So like, whatever company you're with, the system that is in place for you guys to be able to duplicate and create success for yourself, that is the most important part. That is what matters above all else. Because if you're not doing the work, then nothing else matters, right? You can read books all day, but nobody's going to give you a paycheck. You can watch YouTube all day, but you're never going to accomplish shit, right? So you have to give yourself those things in doses. Like myself, I turn on Audible, but the whole time I got my Audible on, I'm still working, man. I'm on social media, liking, following, commenting, you know, all of that stuff, constantly growing my audience because I'm looking for Grant Cardone says it best. I'm looking for omnipresence. You know what I mean? And not only just that, I'm looking for mental toughness. I'm proving to myself that I can do this shit and I will continue to do this shit and that no one can stop me from the shit that I'm going to do. You know what I mean? Like, the only person in my way is me. That's why mindset is so important. You will kill your own success. You will stop your own self. And subconsciously, you may not even understand or know that you're doing this shit. That's why you have to be working on your mental toughness and you have to be, you know, setting those small goals and crushing them and, you know, being happy for yourself and building that confidence. That way, one day, because it's not going to come fast, it's not going to come easy, but one day, all of those small wins piled on top of each other will be, you know, everlasting success, everlasting milestones that you'll be able to look back on and you'll be able to remember, man, that was a very hard fucking time for me, but I made it through that. Like, I can tell you one for me, At 9 years old, I was put into foster care. This would be like for the third time, I believe. And my mom didn't get me back. Like, she didn't. At 9 years old, you know, you go in, everyone's telling you, you know, I'm going to this foster family. I knew the family from an apartment complex that we used to live at. The family that got me actually had connections with DHR and knew that DHR was fixing to come get my brother, me, and my sister from my mom and take us somewhere else. So I'm thinking this whole time as they come pick me up that I'm just going to be with them for a little while. Everything's going to, you know, everything's going to be fine. Well, 6 years later is actually when I finally got out of that situation, and my brother and my sister weren't able to come with me. So they were actually fully adopted by a family that lived in Dothan that I knew nothing about. I didn't know where my mom was during this time. I didn't know where my grandmother was during this time. I didn't know where anyone that I cared for or loved was. I was in a family, I mean, a house with a family that in my eyes, I didn't feel love. You know what I mean? Like, they were good people. They fed us, but they weren't the best. You know what I mean? They just weren't. They weren't even the best to their own children. You know what I mean? That's why their own children have mental flaws now. Like, none of them have created tremendous amounts of success or anything crazy. And it just because there was no belief in anyone, because everyone there was miserable as well, right? Like, the mom of the family, she obviously was miserable. She would go to work, come home, go in her bedroom, and never come out. She used to say things like, Matt was the foster father, right? She used to say things like to him, like, you know, don't bring any more strays home and things like that when he would leave, because he brought me home. You know what I mean? And so I knew that she was miserable with her life. I knew that she didn't want me there. You know what I mean? I knew all these things. And the same with her son, man. Their son was super weird. He was, you know, just in all honesty, he was having sex with the dogs in the house. You know what I mean? Like, it, really weird things. And I would catch him and I would go tell on him. You know what I mean? Tell the family on him. And they just acted like, you know, no one ever cared. All of these things, I didn't understand. You know what I mean? I didn't understand why I had to be taken away from the family that I thought I loved. I didn't understand why I had to be put with a family that I knew now that I didn't love. You know what I mean? I didn't understand why I had to go through that. But it made me mentally tough. And I realized, you know, at the age of, I was just turning 15. I was right at 14. I realized that it was going to be up to me to get out of there. And no one else gave a shit, right? No one else gave a shit if I ever got out of there. No one else gave a shit where I went in life. You know what I mean? Everybody that I was around me was just going with the flow and living a life that they hated. I had no true support system. I had no true belief. I had no true any fucking thing, right? So, you know, like I've said in previous episodes from the morning walk with Dustin before we actually made this transition, which you need to, if you haven't, you need to go back and listen to those. I'm leaving them on here for a reason. They're going to be here for you guys, man, because I've spilt a lot of who I am into that. And I just don't believe that it deserves to go anywhere. I think that's content that's going to be everlasting. And it's like I told you, it built my mental toughness. I go back and listen to those. It shapes me, right? So anyways, back to the situation. It was six long years before I ever got out of there. And the person who got me out of there was me. No one came and saved me. My mom never came back. The foster family never got tired of me and just threw me out. Truth is, I actually stole money from the foster family, gave it to my mom. My mom went, spent it on crack. Literally spent the money that I stole from my foster family so she could go get a trailer and get me back. Went off and smoked it in crack with my stepfather. This is my mom and my stepfather we're talking about. Yes, they did that to me, right? So I actually had to steal more money from this foster family, right? I got more money from them, and then I actually had to go to my stepmother, which was, dude, she's the shadiest of the shade, you know what I mean? Like, always called DHR on us, always fighting with my mom, always. Just anything that they could have ever done to harm our lives in some way, they have done it, right? But I had to still go utilize her because she was trying to play like she loved me at the time, right? And So I took all the money. I had to go to her, but her stipulation was I had to give her $700 towards her car, right? So me knowing that only thing I cared about was my end result, right? I knew that the action was what mattered and that no one else was going to take it, right? So boom, I paid the 700 on her car. She took the rest of the money, went and bought my mom a trailer. My mom showed up to court, even though when she showed up to court, we're talking about my mother here, my actual biological mother again, she was high on pills. Yeah. Like as we're walking in, she's like, I can't take a drug test right now. And I'm like, what, mom? What do you mean you can't take a drug test right now? And I've went through all I've went through for the last 6 years, and I just chose today to stop it. And you're still choosing to fuck me over every chance you get. You know what I mean? And life's the same way. That's why we need mental toughness, right? Because what happened? I got back with my mother. When I got there, I realized I shouldn't have been there, and I got the fuck away from her too. And by 15, I was on my own, building my own life, living literally on the streets, hustling, selling drugs, doing whatever it took to get me to the point to where I actually am today. And I went down a lot of wrong roads, you know what I mean? But guess what led me there? It was the action. Guess what built me? It was completing that those actions to get to the man that I am today. You know what I mean? No one was coming to save me. Literally, I could have still been in foster care up until the age of 21. But by 21, I was taking my brother and sister to Disney World. You know what I mean? Like, I was literally seeing the world. I'm pretty sure it was the year of either the year of when I was 20 or 21. I spent $40,000 in vacations that year. You know what I mean? And all of that came from believing in me. You know what I mean? Even though I was at that point of my life, I was still making the money illegally. I didn't have the guidance, you know what I mean? But I knew that no one was coming to save me. And that's the truth. That's the part that people don't get. They think that everyone fucking owes them something. Entitlement is detrimental to your success. Entitlement is what's killing you, man. You don't understand that nothing's fucking owed to you. You think something is owed to you. You think because you've done this new thing that everyone around you is just supposed to see it, love it, and be a part of it, right? You think because you started this business, everyone's just supposed to come buy from you. You know what I mean? People don't realize the blood, sweat, and tears that's going to go into actually making something happen. People don't want to put in the fucking work. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to go hard as you know you're going to have to go. But what's crazier about all of this is deep down, we know what we have to do. And deep down, it shouldn't matter what we have to do. We should be willing to do it. Whatever your goal is, it doesn't matter what it calls of you. You should do it. It's your goal. You set the goal. Just like me getting out of foster care, or me getting through life and surviving with no fucking skills and no guidance. You know what I mean? Like, just living this long for me was major, bro. Like, I'm not even supposed to be here. Six of my closest friends aren't here. Six of my closest friends have passed away, you know, due to literally living the same life that I was living. And, you know, for me, that was very difficult. You know what I mean? But what was I going to do? Sit around and pout and bitch about how life isn't fair? Or was I going to get off my ass, build a better life? That way, no other generation behind me lives the same pain that I lived. Can I be the one? Can I be the last one? You know what I mean? Can you be? Let's ask a better question. Can you be the last one? Or are you so upset that it happened to you that you're never going to do shit with your life but sit around, bitch, and complain? That's the only two options. Either you sit around, bitch, and complain about everything that's ever happened to you and how it's not fair and blase, 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 or you get off your ass on your two feet and do something about it. That's mindset. That's mental toughness. That's creating a better version of yourself. It's not going to happen on your ass. You know what I mean? It's not going to happen while you're still doing the same bullshit. You're going to have to change things. You're going to have to look into people that are doing what you want. This is what my favorite thing, honestly. Who has exactly what you want? is in exactly the business that you're in and pulled it off. Because whoever that person is who I would be spending every fucking ounce of my time with. Or at least if you can't get around them because maybe they're super successful or something crazy, at least watching everything that they put out that I could get my eyes and hands on. And even if it cost me money, even if I had to, whatever I fucking had to do. Do you hear me? Does that make sense? Whatever I had to do, not, well, if it was beneficial for me right then, or if I had the money and my bills weren't due, no, I would use my bill money. You hear me? I would let my lights go off. Do you hear me? I would skip meals. Do you hear me? Do you really hear me? Because like, this is why I'm becoming successful. This is why I've been able to, in my entire life, only work 3 weeks for someone else. You know what I mean? 3 weeks. Three separate jobs. You know, like I didn't carry shovels my whole life. You know what I mean? I chose a different route, but I got to live the route that I chose because I chose to do the actions, right? Some of those actions came with repercussions, came with consequences, came with a lot. But guess what I also did? I took every one of them too, because you got to take the good with the bad. You know what I mean? I never sat around and bitched and complained because one day was good and the next day some bullshit happened to me. I always found a way out of the bullshit because no one's coming to get you out of it. You're there for a reason. You're being tested. You're being pulled and you're being pushed to become the greatest version of yourself. And you're fighting it. You're not trying. You know what I mean? Like, that's the truth. I had to figure out that about my own self. You know what I mean? Like, what I felt is that no matter how hard it gets, right, it's still up to you. That's what I felt. And I found that if you just do what it takes, I don't know what that is for you, but what it takes is the best way I can explain that. And what it takes is anything, everything. Just like Kobe said it best when asked, what is winning to you in one word or less? Now answer that to yourself. What is winning to you in one word or less? You want to know what it was to Kobe Bryant? It was everything. That one statement changed my life. Seriously. There's a book that I actually need to shout out right now for you guys because everyone needs to hear it. It's called Winning. Winning by Tim Grover. Tim Grover is actually Michael Jordan's private coach and Kobe Bryant's, Dwayne Wade's, and several other greats, right? And they all pretty much had the same thing in common, man. The real winners, winning was everything to them. That was the truth. There was no way around not winning. There was no way around not putting in extra effort. There was no way around not working harder than everyone else. There was no way around not leading everyone else to being the best versions of themselves so that they could win. You know what I mean? That's what it boils down to. When you're pushing others to do things that you need them to do, you're still doing it for your own win. You know, get a little selfish here. Realize what it's going to take for you to get there and what you're going to have to put in other people to get them to where they got to go to get you where you need to be. Does that make sense? It's not an easy ride, man. It's just not. It's never going to get easier. It's never going to be friendly. It's never going to be fair. It's always going to be hard. It's always going to be treacherous. It's always going to be... Sorry, I had to get a sip of water, but it's always going to be difficult. It's never going to be like, you're never going to be ready. You're never going to want to do it every day, every time. You're going to have to be mentally tough enough to fucking do it anyway. You're going to have to shred through most of your wants, honestly. You're going to have to realize that none of that shit's important today only the action to get you where you want to be tomorrow is important today. If you're not trying to become 0.001% better every single day than you were yesterday, you're not gonna win. Winning in real life, it takes your whole life. I hear people say it all the time about this shit they believe is true called balance. I'm here to tell you now, there's no fucking such thing as balance. There's no such thing as balance, man. Winning, like actually winning, requires every ounce of you and doesn't give a fuck about anyone around you. That's the truth, man. That's the truth. And you're going to have to realize that that means you have to stop giving a fuck about everything around you too before you will be able to win. During the times when it's like, when schedule your day, man, time management is very important as well. You know, figure out the times when you can do things, and then during those times, make sure that no one can distract you during those times. Let nothing shake you away from where you need to go outside of like somebody fucking died. That should be the only thing that ever shifts your day enough to where you can accomplish the necessary task it takes for you to win in your endeavor. Because if you do, you'll never win. Because then there'll always be something pulling you to the left, always be something pulling you to the right, always be on Facebook, always be looking as you're on YouTube watching a video about something that's, you know, detrimentally important to what you have going on. You're going to see the little cat video, and before you know it, you're watching fucking cat videos for an hour and a half, and you haven't done shit all day, and now your family's looking at you like, hey, it's our time now, but you still haven't made any fucking money today. You know what I mean? So that's the problem I see with entrepreneurs, man. I see it every day. Like, they got this, I call it full time, FOOL time, instead of FULL time. Like, everyone wants to be a full-time entrepreneur, but the truth is you're just a fool. Like, you don't have the time. You don't get to put the time on it yet. You're still just a fool because you're playing yourself. You're not playing anyone else, or you're not playing me. You're not fucking with my success. You're not slowing me down. You're slowing yourself down. You know, I'm inexorable. Just like the podcast says, I cannot be stopped. I'm unpreventable because I don't let anyone or anything get in my way. And I need you to understand and become that. Because the day you become that, the day you become inexorable, you will never be stopped again. You will hit every goal that you set. You will accomplish everything that you've set out to accomplish. I know that this podcast is going to be life-changing over the next few years. I know that what's going to happen here for you is going to be, it's going to be magnitudes of difference, magnitudes of success, magnitudes of love, magnitudes of money, magnitudes of everything you've ever desired, just literally falling in your lap because you're only focused on what the fuck you desire now. You're building your confidence now. You're building your business now. You're building your life now. This don't get to happen tomorrow. This don't get to happen when you fucking feel like it. This don't get to happen after you get done being sick. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous to believe that there's balance. It's ridiculous to believe that you can balance some shit. It's ridiculous to believe that there's an easier way. It's ridiculous to believe that it's the company's fault. It's your fault. You know what I mean? I need you to understand that we, you know, here at the Inexorable Podcast, I love you guys. And I'm going to be here and I'm going to be more consistent. I'm going to at least put out one of these a week. You may see more pop up. Hey, don't hate me for it. Don't hate me for it if I put more than one a week up here. I'm just not going to sell myself short again like I did last time on the Morning Walk with Dustin when I promised one every morning and then I couldn't deliver. You see what I mean? I had to take a step back, realize, you know, my own life, my own self, and my own goals, and I couldn't give that much away for free every day. I just, in myself, in my life, I couldn't do it, right? But I'm going to make sure that I give you guys enough for free you know, weekly, that you're going to be able to literally shape shift your life and change it to the duration you want to be. Man, that's going to end this podcast for today. I hope everyone has a great day. I hope everyone's successful by tomorrow. I love you all.